From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under J, Jasper. In Rayburn's file for Jasper is an article from the Ozark Mountaineer, December 1956. Jasper, a Lovely Jewel in a Perfect Setting, by Marion Pyburn Leith. The article unconsciously sets up the conflict between the untamed and isolated beauty of the Ozarks and the increased prosperity brought by paved roads, electricity, and tourism. This conflict is one of the recurrent themes of Rayburn's writing, and elements of it persist to our own time. Here, then, is Marion Leith. The village of Jasper, county seat of Newton County, is a jewel in a perfect setting, cut and set by pioneer hill folk in a virgin wilderness, and, except for the ribbon of paved highway and for the farms dotting its valleys, the rugged beauty of the setting remains the same. The REA carried electric lines into the town and surrounding hills several years ago, but not until the hard surfacing of Highway No. 7 between Jasper and Lurton did sleepy Jasper wake up to the progress and tourist prosperity coming its way. Old buildings gave way to up-to-date service stations and a sleek new air-conditioned café. Even the old hotel was razed and a swank motel erected on the spot. The bank put on a gleaming new face. A charming gift shop graces the town square. And the village jewel is taking on a new polish with which to dazzle its growing stream of visitors. The final link of the long-awaited through-paved highway was completed and dedicated on August the 7th, 1956. Known as Arkansas Parkway, this direct route from Harrison in the Ozarks to Hot Springs in the Washitas is one of the most scenic routes in America. Before the road was paved, the rocky stretch over the mountain was braved mostly by the county residents and by the more rugged outsiders, including a small privately owned bus that never gave up its battle to maintain service between Russellville and Harrison. Old-timers look back with nostalgia for the primitive old country road, even while they appreciate the now Cadillac smooth pavement crossing the mountaintop at the most spectacular point along the entire parkway. Here is a panoramic view, delightful to the eye and refreshing to the spirit. Newton County covers 846 square miles, with narrow valleys through which flow the Little and Big Buffalo Rivers, dotted with caves, springs, waterfalls, and overhanging bluffs. The county is noted for its scenic grandeur. Sadly, the old log cabins have passed almost entirely from the scene. Happily, the distillation of good old Mountain Dew has also passed. With improved roads and transportation, good schools, modern homes, and efficient farming, a new way of life has come to Newton County. From the outlying communities, all trails lead to the native stone courthouse on the square in Jasper, population 400, the county seat. The area derives its revenue from lumber mills, cattle and produce farms, goat breeding, and dairy products, plus the now greatly increased tourist trade. Round Top Mountain keeps vigil, towering over Jasper. If the memories of old Round Top could be tapped, a thrilling drama would unfold, from the exploits of the Red Man to the struggles of the first white settlers, through the sturdy lifeline of their descendants, a tale of human hardihood threaded with the colorful yarns of mountain folklore. Jasper's name is supposed to be derived from the biblical Jasper, and according to Walter Lackey in his History of Newton County, was probably suggested by the huge block of marble from nearby Marble City that was placed in the Washington Monument in 1836. Now, as Old Round Top looks down on the smooth pavement that cuts through Jasper at her base, one wonders if the old mountain approves. But the jewel at her feet continues to fulfill her destiny as a key tourist town on the beautiful parkway, now slithering gracefully through the hills, where the charm of the old ways mingles happily with the comfort and convenience of the new.